Hello. Welcome to the seven. Reasons podcast. I'm John. We thought we'd do something a little different today, so here, in podcast form, is seven reasons that we shouldn't make a podcast. Here's Mark. Mark?
1.
My voice. I have a slightly odd voice. It's terrifying to children, women, and geese. Takes a long time to make it sound normal in the sound editing studio. So long, in fact, that it would be quicker for John to cycle round to the houses of all of the listeners and perform this podcast for them. And he doesn't even have a bicycle.
2.
Difficulty. Speaking into a microphone is hard. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to Richard Bacon on 5 Live. As soon as I switch on a microphone, I have a problem with my R's. Practicing becomes practicing. Problem becomes problem. And seven reasons, well, it becomes a joke. Off air, I can string eloquent and witty sentences together at the drop of a hat. But on air, I don't have a hat to drop. And because of that, it goes terribly wrong. I find myself saying disconnected words, at best. And at worst, I'm just making funny noises. Like that. Listen to Richard Bacon on BBC... Difficulty. Take that of Richard Bacon. No, not... Listen to Richard Bacon. Speaking to a microphone is No, it's not difficult, it's hard. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to Richard Bacon. Come on, John. Having a microphone in front of you is just like being on stage. Or stage, even. Having a microphone in front of you is just like being on stage. Or like performing... Performing, even. All like being. I didn't even say performing. There's all like being. There is nothing quite like the bright lights of Broadway. Having a microphone in front of you...
Outside of your comfort zone, and sometimes this... studio. That...
No.
How hard can it be to talk?
3.
Pressure. It's stressful having to perform outside of your comfort zone, and sometimes this can send you over the edge, as Jonathan Lee demonstrates.
org.
Four.
Tedium. The very best podcasts use sound effects. Unfortunately, if you have a voice that doesn't fit your face, like Mark's for instance, these effects can take a terribly long time to process. It's something to do with flat vowels. And it's a very boring time, just sitting there, waiting to see if your funky bit of recording equipment is actually going to work this time, or whether in fact your computer's just going to crash. Again. Like I say, boring work. As this montage of Mark being bored shows. We can but imagine what was going on when his microphone was off.
If I was a rich man...
Oh, come on.
Five.
Shenanigans. For reasons best known to himself, Mark Ferns thinks it's funny to alter my voice so I sound like a girl. Mark, I don't even have a dress.
6.
Impersonation. There is nothing quite like the bright lights of Broadway. Having a microphone in front of you is just like being on stage. Or like being on the platform at Fulham Broadway. Either way, I'm in my element. Give me an unexpected audience and a microphone, or just a microphone and a mirror like I have at the moment, and that's when I feel compelled to unleash my Rick Astley impression.
It's destiny calling. Why did you stop that for?
7.
Self-awareness. Conventional wisdom states that when you're making a podcast, you should talk into the microphone like you're talking to an old friend or reading out loud. The thing is, though, that while you're doing it, you suddenly become self-aware. You realize that you're not speaking to an old friend or even the cat. You're not reading aloud. You're a man alone in the house. Sitting in the corner of the dining room, facing the wall, just babbling away into the internet. And you become ridiculously self-conscious at this point, and you start to forget what you're saying. And then you're just talking. You're just saying words, and you've no idea what words you're saying or why you're saying them. I'm still talking, but these words mean nothing. I don't even know what point I was trying to make. It's gone from my mind. I'm just sitting here, talking, still talking.
And I'm very sad to say that that is it. That is the end of our very first
7 Reasons
podcast. We do hope you've enjoyed listening to it, because we certainly didn't enjoy making it. Just to let you know that as well as subscribing to
7 Reasons
to our website, which you can find at
7reasons.org,
you can also keep up to date with everything that's happening here at
7 Reasons
HQ via the old Twitter machine and that Facebook thing. And of course, you can now subscribe to our podcast through iTunes. Though we don't actually know how you can do that until we've uploaded this podcast. Don't worry though, I'll tell you how you can listen to our podcasts in our next podcast. Goodbye.